This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We are gearing up for another big weekend of college football and, of course, the Red River rivalry. We have already received some perspective from James Hale with OU Insider, but of course, right here at our program, we pride ourselves on always being fair and balanced at SB Nation. So it is time to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line and welcome in a dear friend of our program. That is Steve Habel with Horns Illustrated, who does an outstanding job. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, Alyssa. Thanks for calling. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We love it when you are on, and we've got a lot to get into. But first and foremost, at the top, is head coach Charlie Strong. How much pressure is he feeling there in Austin?
A lot of pressure, Alyssa. We never thought it was going to be that way after the big win against Notre Dame.
Right.
Now the big win against Notre Dame is not that big of a win, considering how Notre Dame is. Two games on the road where Texas gave up 99 points and got beat against teams that were just okay, not great teams, has really turned up the heat on the hot seat on Charlie. So this is a huge game for him this weekend against OU. He upset the Sooners last year. If they can do that again, then they have a chance to take the heat off Charlie a little bit.
Horns Illustrated Steve Habel is back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting you set and ready for kickoff tomorrow, Red River Rivalry. Let's talk some more about the head coach and Charlie Strong. Do you think ultimately that he will be able to survive this? What needs to happen so that Charlie Strong can remain the head coach?
Well, that's the $64,000 question, as they would say at this point. A lot of people believe that Coach Strong is going to be gone after this year, no matter what he does. There's been some rumors saying that if he can go 6-2 the rest of the way and finish up 8-4 and go to a bowl game and win that, then he'll save his job. It just depends how the Big 12 is tough, and he's got to win games in the Big 12. He hasn't really done that well. If he finds some way to progress through the season, and they're better now, or better in 6 or 7 weeks than they were this past couple weeks, then I think he keeps his job. Charlie's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He's a good coach. We really don't know if his organizational skills are what it's going to take to be the head coach at the University of Texas, and that's, I think, been the biggest question about Coach Strong.
You know, Steve, of course, you know this well. Texas always sets its standard so high, and everyone was very optimistic after that impressive win you'd mentioned in the open to start the season off against Notre Dame. And it was, four or five weeks ago, he was, carried off the field, on the shoulders of his team and everything. So is there any way that you could have seen this coming? I mean, coming into the season, did he have this kind of pressure on him that they had to perform?
I think he's always had this pressure on him. Anybody who's at the University of Texas, especially after having two consecutive losing seasons, is in a do-or-die situation. We all thought that a lot of the pressure was alleviated from Coach Strong by the win against Notre Dame. But like we've talked about already, Notre Dame isn't the team that we all seem to have thought they were going to be at the first of the year. You know, Coach Strong, we all pointed to that game early in the year for his future, because we thought if they could win that game, such a young team that he has, that it would really give him a boost in enthusiasm for the program and get some momentum for the guys. Mm-hmm. That's all gone. I mean, nobody even remembers that game hardly at this point. They're just scrambling, trying to put things together week to week. With him taking over on the defensive signals this week from Coach Bedford, who was a really good friend, it was a hard move for him to make. We have to worry about how he is organizing the rest of the team. I mean, there's a lot of things going on besides just defense out there, and especially at the Cotton Bowl. Holy Toledo.
Well, Steve, how much of a difference will it make having Charlie Strong take over the defense? And as you had just alluded to, defensive coordinator Vance Bedford, who was demoted.
You know, I asked him on Monday, because after the game on Saturday, Coach Strong was queried about who was making the calls and, what happened with the scheme. And he told us right out that it wasn't the calls, it wasn't the scheme, it was an execution situation with his players. Then on Monday, he lets Coach Bedford go, and I asked him then, why is this move happening? Because he told us the other night that it didn't have anything to do with the scheme. So how are you putting this in Coach Bedford's corner? I think he just wants the team to have a new voice on defense. Maybe he thinks that he can shake them,
okay.
And when they shake them and maybe wake them up, make them execute better, maybe play without fear, then That'll make a difference. It really remains to be seen at this point, Alyssa.
Okay, Steve Habel with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to this interview at podcastarena.com. So let's take a step back. Let's talk about what happened against Oklahoma State. As I understand, you were there in Stillwater.
Yeah, what a great place that is. You know, the defense gave up two early touchdowns against Oklahoma State, and then it was really a scrap after that. Both teams were just scrapping at each other. A lot of scoring in the first half. It seems like both teams were able to make halftime adjustments. You know, Texas didn't score in the second half, and Oklahoma State only scored a touchdown and a couple field goals. The touchdown came after an interception. So I think that's the key to this whole deal. You know, Alyssa, we're talking about making adjustments at halftime. Texas seems to be able to do it, but then they got to find some way to make those adjustments before the game so they don't get so far behind. Oklahoma State's a good team. You know, Mason Rudolph is a great quarterback. He showed a lot of poise in the pocket, finding receivers. They ran the ball well. They had, you know, four touchdowns of more than 30 yards. You just can't give up big plays like that and win games, and that's where Texas is at right now.
Hey, that's a tough place to play. Mike Gundy's done an outstanding job with the Cowboys. So, obviously, we've talked a lot about the defense, the changes that will be taking place on Saturday. Give us your assessment. Let's talk some offense of quarterback Shane Buechele. What has he shown you, Steve, through the first four games of the season?
Well, Buechele, he's a real gamer. And let me tell you what's so
you bet, yeah.
What's going on at Texas right now is it. The last 2 weeks at Coach Strong's Monday press conference, there was not one question asked about Shane Buechele.
Wow.
And that's why the focus has been totally on defense, which means that everybody's happy with what's going on offense. I mean, the last two weeks they've had over 500 yards of total offense, and over 300 yards of that was rushing, and they still lost. So I think the offense is doing its job. You know, Buechele made a bad read and threw an interception that almost went back for a pick six. They stopped him at the one this week. That's a freshman mistake. He'll learn from that. Texas loses one of its top running backs after last week. Chris Warren, the third, is going to be out for an extended period of time with a right knee injury. But they get Deonta Foreman back, who was kind of banged up a little bit against Oklahoma State. They're doing well offensively, girl. And that's just a matter of, you know, the Big 12 is a shootout league right now. Who can score more? And Texas just has to make a few more stops. And if they do, then they got a chance to play with anybody.
You know, Steve, you are there in Austin, and as you were just talking about, you attend these press conferences. What's the mood like in the room? I mean, can you feel the tension?
Oppressive. And it's completely the way, you know, 180 degrees different than it was after the Notre Dame game and even before the season. I mean, we have a lot of national media attending these press conferences now because it's almost like Charlie's on a watch for anything he does. It's going to affect his job down the future, and people can't wait to get him to jump on that. So it's, you know, he's upbeat, and I always have a minute to talk to him after his official press conference and just kind of tell him to hang in there and, you know, don't let him get you. And, you know, he says he's not, you know, but, you know, the team's got to perform on the field, and he knows that more than anybody.
We're getting you ready for the Sooners and the Longhorns, the Red River rivalry, always our favorite time of year. And, of course, one of our favorite guests, always our dear friend Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated. Check him out, hornsillustrated.com. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio.